A proper Alaskan summer includes plenty of adventure. The state's vast open spaces, abundance of wildlife, and rivers filled with fish make thrills easy enough to find. But those opportunities always come with a certain element of danger, too. As the season of sunlight draws to a close, APRN's Annie Feit is reflecting on a trip that quickly crossed the line from exciting to terrifying.
On a sunny weekend in July, my husband Dave and I set off on a 3-day backpacking trip. He had scoured the Chugach State Park map and found a remote and challenging route that had us spending as much time on bouncy tundra above treeline as possible. Late in the afternoon on the second day, we descended a steep slope to a rushing creek and started talking about whether we needed to fill up our water bottles. I'll let Dave take the story from there.
I said, "There's a bear." But usually when I say there's a bear, it means there's a bear eating berries, or there's a bear a quarter mile away. But unfortunately, in this case, it meant there is a brown bear running as fast as it can downhill towards us.
And what did I do?
You looked up, saw the bear running at us, and started running away.
Which, just in case people don't know, is... Where does that fall?
It's not what you're supposed to do. In fact, it's really a hard thing not to do. And it was the first time either of us had ever seen a bear running towards us like it was about to eat us.
We both fumbled for our bear spray. As I was pulling it out of my pack, I looked back up and saw the bear lose its balance on the steep, rocky slope. One minute he was running towards us at top speed. The next, he looked like a cartoon bear rolling down the mountain. We were both thinking this was very bad news for us. Now he was going to be even more pissed.
We were kind of stunned and we lost sight of it for a second. And when we saw it again, it was getting washed down the creek backwards on its back over a bunch of big, huge boulders.
The bear popped out of the stream and continued charging towards us, but more slowly this time. Dave and I stood shoulder to shoulder, yelling loudly at the bear and doing our best to look big and intimidating. But we were no match for the bear.
I feel like I'm in a National Geographic special with the bear's cheeks flapping as it's roaring at us.
And what are you thinking at this point?
I was thinking that we are maybe going to die. Well, I was thinking two things. I was thinking that it's totally possible that this bear is going to come tear us to bits, and that at least I was going to die with you, and I was happy I wasn't just by myself. But I was also trying to remind myself that a huge percentage of charges are bluff charges, or that if it wasn't a false charge, he would get within 30 feet and we would shoot him with a bear spray and he wouldn't like it and he would leave. But mostly I was thinking we're going to be ripped to pieces in the middle of nowhere.
The bear had been charging straight at us, but when he was about 30 feet away, he turned slightly to one side. We then realized why he had slowed down so much. He was dragging both hind legs behind him, apparently paralyzed from the waist down. Dave said something like, "I think we need to get out of here," and we gathered up our water bottles and started quickly climbing up the steep hillside the bear had just fallen down. A few hundred feet up, I turned around and saw the bear lying flat on its stomach, legs and arms splayed out on the gravel beach beside the creek. That's when I started crying.
I had come to the conclusion that we were probably out of grave danger and, tried to comfort you and put my arm around you and say, "I think we're going to be okay. I think it's not going to be able to chase us up this hill." At which point it became clear that you were crying for the bear. And you said something to the effect of, "It's just so sad. We killed it. The poor bear is going to die because of us."
Which was true.
Which may well have been true.
We reported the incident to a park ranger, but don't know what happened to the bear. Later, we talked about whether the scare would change forever how we felt about the wilderness near Anchorage. But just 2 weeks later, we were out on another remote backpacking trip. A tiny black bear did get our adrenaline pumping, but as soon as it saw us, it took off running in the other direction. It was the perfect rebound bear. But still, Dave and I are both looking forward to the winter hibernation season a little more than usual. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.